Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Rice.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
Hey guys, what's going on? This is Reverend Dr. G. Wright coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. I hope you guys are doing pretty well wherever you guys are tonight. Tonight, I'm talking about maintaining your peace in the midst of a storm. Maintaining your peace in the midst of a storm. And I hope you guys are blessed where you are, wherever you guys are. I hope you guys are encouraged. How many guys are dealing with life, and you're dealing with life, and life is happening, and you know, and one of the things about it is that life's going to keep on happening. You know, how do you maintain peace in the midst of the storm? If you guys were, this is one of those lessons where it's like sometimes God calls you to go back and revisit some things just to clarify and encourage yourself even more sometimes. So this is one of those messages that we've talked about, but God had me put in my heart to talk about this. I'm sure that we're all going through a storm, and I'm sure that we're all dealing with life on life's terms as it is happening. Sometimes, guys, we're blessed to have the opportunity to redo some things and redo some tests that we encounter in life. And then sometimes, guys, it's a one-shot deal. But how do you maintain your peace in the midst of a storm? What's going on, Art, Kobe? What's going on, Bam Bam? Hope all is going well. What's going on, Donalda? And so I wanted to talk about that today. Maintaining your peace in the midst of a storm, because we all have storms. But the key is, do we allow the storms to take us out, or do we lose our perception, our peace, because of what we are dealing with in life? So I'm just hoping that this time together tonight will encourage you regarding facing, maintaining your peace in the midst of a storm. So that's what I'm going to talk about tonight, maintaining your peace in the midst of a storm. Because this is something we all go through. We all are going to deal with life. We're all going to deal and face things that we might feel uncomfortable about. But guess what? We have to get through it. God wants us to get through it. He wants us to pass the test. And the test that we in life, you know, I feel like, you know, there is a what do you call it? There's a time and place for everything. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. So maintain your peace in the midst of a storm, because we all are dealing with life. We're all going to face life. I'm coming from Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. Philippians chapter 4, verse 7, it reads as follows: "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And then goes on in verse 8 and says, "Finally, brothers," he goes on to say, "finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you." Maintaining your peace in the midst of a storm. You know, one thing about it is that God will give you a peace that the world does not understand, that people cannot understand. That's come. Have you ever seen someone who's dealt with life and dealt with hardships? You're wondering, how are they staying sane? How are they staying connected? How are they staying in their right mind? It's because they put their trust in God. And it says, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. How many of you out there need that peace that can guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus? Christ Jesus. Listen, this time is for you. This time is for us. And it's very, very important that we not just get this peace one time and say, okay, I'm cool with it, but that we live in this peace, that we dwell in this peace, that we focus on those things that are loving, focus on those things that are noble, because it says, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Keep your mind. You know, what is very, very important, guys, that we focus. First one tonight, keep your focus on who, what, on God. It's very, very important that we keep our focus on God. You know, either God will be bigger or either God will be smaller than your problem. You know, and I'm saying this message again, not in the same way, but something just to keep us, to remind us that we have to keep our mind stayed on Jesus, keep our mind stayed on God. Keep your focus on God. Because listen, we're going to experience life. We're going to experience some things, and it's just a matter of who's going to be bigger, God or your situation. You know, and then what has God shown you? What things has God shown you? What things have God shown you that about your life, about yourself, about where you are right now? Because I always talk about being in touch with where you are emotionally, how you're feeling. This goes back to what we were talking about last week about mental health and the importance of mental health. Listen, guys, if you don't take care of your mind and your heart, you're not going to have that peace that surpasses all understanding. That's going to be so important that we maintain that peace. It's not a one-time deal. We should be striving to live in peace. There's some people I know right now who will not. This show is for you, Kathy. This show is for me too, Kathy. How you doing? You know, there's some people I know who, if they even see messiness or anything remotely like that, they are done. They shut it down. We've got to be the same way to shut things down. When people are messy, when people bring mess to us, we have to be willing to say, you know, I'm going to shut that down. We're not going to continue with this, because you have to maintain your peace. What are you thinking about? What are you allowing to come into your mind? What are you allowing to come into your space? I was talking with a friend about a day or two ago. We're talking about maintaining your peace, maintaining your sanctuary, your mind, maintaining peace. I mean, sometimes having people in your life who promote peace, you know, maintaining your peace in the midst of a storm, maintain your peace, period. You know, tonight's talking about maintaining your peace in the midst of a storm. How about we could just say maintaining your peace, period. Not even just in the midst of the storm, but maintain your peace each and every day of your life. You know, guys, we have to be diligent to guard our hearts and guard our minds, diligent for what we allow to come into our hearts and come into our minds. You know, whose report are you going to believe? You know the song, whose report are you going to believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord. You know, whose report are you going to believe? Because we're talking about maintaining your peace. Because we're going to have some up days. We're going to have some bad days. But how do you maintain your peace when it seems like everything is falling around, falling down all around you? Keep your focus, .. on God. Keep your focus on God. And you know, and guys, let me tell you, it's so hard, it is so easy to get off focus. Hey, Mom, it's so easy It's so easy to get off focus. It is so easy because sometimes we try to say, you know what, I can handle this myself. You know, I can handle this myself. So you get to the point where you realize, you know what, no, I cannot handle it myself. Because insanity is doing the exact same thing over and over and over again, expecting to get a different result. But you keep on doing the exact same thing over and over again, you keep getting the same results. So you got to ask yourself, who are you going to believe? Are you going to believe what God is telling you, or are you going to believe what the storm is telling you? Let's talk about, even we just talk about the storm real quick. The storm can represent anything, right? It can represent relationships. It can represent anything that opposes what you have in store, what you think. It can represent anything, right? That storm can represent anything. It can represent challenges. It can represent relationships, friendships. The storm can represent jobs. The storm can represent anything. Maintain your peace in the midst of a storm. One thing someone told me is this, and they said this. I forgot who said this, but someone did say this. In life, you are going to either be in a storm, you're either about to go into a storm, or you're either in a storm, or you're on the other side of a storm. Listen, it is going to happen. You are going to experience some hardships. You are going to experience life on life's terms. You're going to experience it. Guess what? A storm can represent anything that opposes what you're trying to do in your life. And then we talked about before what that storm could be. You know, we say Satan's storm is responsible for the storm. Sometimes God uses that storm to get us to look at him. You know, look at him. Keep your focus on him. Like, how are you going to handle this? It's like a test. You cannot have a testimony without a test. But at some point, we got to learn from our tests. We have to learn from our previous testimony. And it's basically, guys, when you've seen God bring you through something, guess what? God will bring you through. But how many of you guys know that this is the time for us to jump in and do what God has called us to do? You know, this is that time. You know, and I feel like God's saying this as this reminder for us tonight. Don't look to your left, don't look to your right, but stay focused on the word of God. Stay focused on me. Stay focused on doing what I'm calling you to do. And that's what I feel like God is saying to us. I feel like that's like what God is saying to us. And as I say, you know, this message is for me first. And I'm saying us because he's talking to us. He gave me the message. I'm sharing it with you. Joshua chapter 1, verse 7, it says, "Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." That's Joshua chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. So I believe that God is saying to us tonight, guys, is be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And it's so important that, guys, that we keep our focus on God to maintain that peace in our lives that we need. Again, sometimes the storms are not meant to break us. It's meant to bring us closer to God, to get to the point where we say, you know, Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. How many of you need the Lord right now, wherever you guys are? What's going on, Cousin Art? How many of you guys need the Lord wherever you are right now? Because maintaining your peace in the midst of a storm, maintain your peace in the rough times, maintain your peace when you feel like I'm about ready to flip off on someone, but you have to get to that point where you say, no, I'm going to focus on God. Help me to get back, put my eyes back on you, Lord. See, we can lose our way if we become so engulfed by the things that we are going through. Yes, Ma. You know, and I got to tell you this, guys, you know, maintain your peace in the midst of a storm is so important. It's so important because, guys, we can get off track when we stop focusing on God. And we can lose our center being centered in our faith, centered in our trust, centered in our peace, centered in our, if we don't pay attention, we can come off-centered. But if we keep our focus on God, we can stay, remain centered even when we're going through things that other people think that should have taken them out. You know, first point tonight, keep your focus on God. Second point, call on the Lord. You know, guys, you know, I'm going to tell you this, prayer changes things. Have you ever been in a place and you felt like you so felt so heavy, it felt like all these different spiritual things were happening and you felt so weighted down? And have you ever gotten to that point where you just said, Jesus? You say, you know, let me call on the Lord. Let me pray. Lord, I need you right now today. I need you, Lord, in my life. Maintain your peace in the midst of storms. Sometimes, guys, we can, that storm, that thing, that situation, that person can be irking us so much that we feel like we want to scream. But peace, we can call on the name of the Lord. There's peace. Peace be still. You know, Jesus, when Jesus, that whole, that story about Jesus on the water, when he said, peace, be still, and the water stopped, it calmed. Peace, be still. Because listen, guys, the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But God wants us to have life. He wants us to have life. He wants us to maintain our peace. Even in the midst of whatever it is that we are experiencing, he wants us to keep our peace. So we can stay focused, so we can stay centered in our trust and our faith in who he is. I'm here to tell you this, guys. Prayer changes things. Now, why am I preaching this again? Because sometimes we need to hear this again. You know, God might not change your situation, but God might change the way you look at the situation. So instead of looking at it negatively, flip that thing up. Flip that thing over. Do what we call a paradigm shift. Look at that situation, but from a different angle. Lord, what do you want me to learn from this? How are you going to be glorified and blessed through this? But let me tell you this, prayer changes things. And have you ever been through something that you wish that God can change, and but you say, Lord, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust you. I'm going to believe you. And listen, situation might change. Situation might not change. Guess what? God will bring you through that storm. He'll bring you through that adversity. He'll bring you through whatever it is that you're going through. Tonight, just know this. Prayer changes things. Call on the Lord. Call on the Lord. You know, and I hope you guys are doing well wherever you guys are tonight. I appreciate you guys for coming through tonight. You know, it's like, what, first day of summer. I know people are traveling and doing things like that, but I appreciate you guys coming through here. You know, I'm telling you this. Don't despise the small beginnings. Don't despise where you start. Look at the big picture. Sometimes we have to say, Lord, please show me the big picture. And in fact, Lord, I'm just going to trust you. I'm going to be obedient to what you called me to do, and I'm going to just trust you. But I want to tell you this. Don't despise the small beginnings. Keep your peace throughout all the stages of your life. Keep the peace each and every day. Guard your heart. Guard your mind with all diligence. Keep the peace. Keep the peace. Maintain your peace. You know, in Romans chapter 10, verse 13, it reads, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Listen, God will save you. You might think that whatever it is that you're going through, God does not care about you, but listen, he cares about you. You know, call on him, call on him, call on the name of the Lord. And guess what? You will be saved. Jesus, 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 Jesus. You know, sometimes you just have to say Jesus. Even if you can't sing, just say Jesus. You know, calling recognizes that you cannot make it in your own strength. Listen, calling, when you call on God, when you call on him, that's recognizing that you need him. You need him. Smokey Northrup, I need you now. You know, you cannot make it in your own strength. So when you call on the name of the Lord, you're saying, Lord, you're recognizing that you, in your own strength, you, in your own power, cannot get through this situation all by yourself. You need a supernatural power. You need supernatural power because you cannot make it in your own strength. How many of you guys are tired of trying to do it in your own strength? How many of you guys are tired of doing it in your own strength? When you say, you know, Lord, I'm tired of this, I'm tired of that. You know, Lord, I just need you. Sometimes you just have to just say, Jesus. And one thing I'm going to tell you this. Also, sometimes just get off the phone. Turn the phone off. Don't turn the phone off yet. Wait till after 10 o'clock. But sometimes get somewhere and turn off the phone and just hear God and shut everything out so you can just hear the Lord. Call on him. Realize that you cannot do it in your own strength. So in this season, guys, as things begin to open up and it feels just a little weird where they have taken down some restrictions. And I just want to encourage everyone. I know everyone's ready to go back to normal, but is it the new normal or are you trying to do what you used to do? And God, I believe this, God doesn't want us to go back to the way we were operating before this thing happened. This is the greatest opportunity, the greatest time to learn and to continue to apply the lessons that we've learned in this season. Whether it's praying more, whether it's spending more time talking with people, engaging with one another, listening to each other, because we can go anywhere else, right? So if you had a busy lifestyle, this is not time to say, let me jump back and go back and start doing everything I used to do. Because back then, before this thing happened, some of us were not thinking about God. Some of us were, but some weren't. But throughout this pandemic, guess what? We've got to a place where you realize, you know what? You know, I want to stay around. You know, Lord, what do you want me to do? And we had to take precautions to stay alive because, listen, some people did not make it. Some people did not make it. You know, I think about the past year and a half, a slight right before, if I had to count at least about 7 or 8, even 9 people I know have passed. And I'm telling you guys, listen, this thing is real. It's real. So, guys, God doesn't want us to just go back into the way life was before pandemic. Keep your peace in the midst of storm. Are you going to start worrying? Because I don't know about you, but I had to get to a point where I said, okay, Lord, I'm going to trust you. Now, I've already had the COVID. I had it. And, you know, and I've dealt with the after effects of it. But listen to this. I'll still keep my peace in the midst of the storm. So as things begin to open up, are we going to forget about God? Are we going to forget about the things that we were doing? Some of us are doing new professions. Some of us, God has lit the fire on those dreams, those passions. And some people are doing those things that they've been praying and asking the Lord to help them do for the longest time. But as things open up, guys, continue to maintain your peace. Even in the midst of your storm, even in the midst of anything that you are facing, maintain your peace. First point tonight, keep your focus on God. Second point, call on the Lord. And also that whole thing about calling on the Lord. Also, remember this, James 4:10, about humbling yourself in the sight of the Lord. And he will do what? He will lift you up. You know, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord. Yeah, I remember that song. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up higher and higher, and he will lift you up. Yeah, my voice is a little tired, guys. I've been talking and praising myself and singing and preaching all day. Now my voice is tired now as I'm talking to you guys. But it's all good. James chapter 4, verse 10, humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. Let me tell you this, maintaining your peace in the midst of the storm. You know, and humble yourself, humility. when you get to a point where you realize, no, I cannot do this. Remember the key word, I cannot do this. Exactly. I need you, Lord. I believe in you. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things Christ who strengthens me. So it's not me. It's not you. It's Christ in you if you believe in God. It's Christ. God is giving you the strength to do what he's called you to do. Humble yourself. Understand that you'll know everything. But when you try to understand everything, guys, and you not understand, when you act like you are in control of everything, listen, guys, you're going to lose your peace. That storm is going to knock you down. That life's going to knock you. Because eventually you're going to become tired. Because you cannot do it by yourself. But if you humble yourself, he will lift you up. And he will give you that peace that surpasses all understanding. He'll give you that peace. And when you should be going crazy, God will give you that peace because you know that God is in control. Saying, I trust you, Lord. Prayer changes things. And if you keep on reading in James chapter 4, verse 10, you go to verse 11. It says, brothers, do not slander one another. Anyone who speaks against his brother or judges him speaks against the law and judges it. When you judge law, you are not keeping it, but sitting in judgment on it. There's only one lawgiver and judge, the one who is able to save and destroy. But you, who are you to judge your neighbor? You know, that's James verses, chapter 4, verses 11 through 12. So even that whole thing about calling on the Lord and maintaining your peace in the midst of a storm, also cover your brother and your sister. You know, don't slander one another. Don't try to bring chaos into other people's lives. You know, pray for one another. Pray for one another. Maintain your peace. You know, I hope you guys are being encouraged tonight. I know you guys are kind of quiet. I know you guys are probably tired from yesterday. And I understand that. I understand that. You know, first point, keep your focus on God. Second point, call on the Lord. Third point, trust in the Lord. You know, seeing like trust is in everything, right? Faith, trust is wrapped up in everything that we do pertaining to our faith in God. Because guess what? We have to trust God. And how many guys really struggle with trusting? You say, well, Lord, I can't see you, but I can see the things you've done around me. I can feel your Holy Spirit. So I know that you're here. I've experienced you in my life. So I got to trust you. Guess what? When you get to that place where you say, I'm going to trust you, regardless of what I'm going through, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to live in trusting you. I'm going to do the things you call me to do in trust. I'm going to believe that I can get through this storm because I trust you. Trust and faith is part of the core, it's part of the core foundation. You've got to trust in the Lord. You got to trust. Again, God might not change the situation, but he can change your mindset. When you say, Lord, I'm going to trust in you with everything, with my whole heart, my mind, my soul, everything. I'm going to trust in you. Get to a point where you say, you know, I'm going to take my rest because I'm trusting in the Lord. Now, you do your part, and we've got to do our part. You know, it's not maintaining your peace in the midst of storm. It's not just saying, okay, I'm going to trust you, Lord, and you're going to do this for me. No, you've got to do something as well to maintain your peace in the midst of storm. He will maintain your peace. He will give you the peace. But guess what? You've got to do something also. See, because your faith will carry you through. Remember, this goes to whatever you feed in yourself. What are you feeding yourself? What are you feeding? What do you put into your mind? What do you put into your heart? What are you reading? What are you listening to? Who are you listening to? You know? Your faith will carry you through. Believe. You may either trust him or you're not. And you say, well, Reverend Dr. G, Pastor G, what are you talking about? Listen, either you're going to trust him or you're not. But, you know, sometimes we say, I can trust God in this situation, but I can't trust God in that situation. I can trust God to do this. I cannot trust God to do that in my life. You know, and so sometimes, guys, we get to that point where we say we trust, we compartmentalize how we're going to trust God, if we're going to trust God. How about this? We fall down, you know, your song, you know, we fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. You know, for a saint is just a sinner who fell down and got up. You know, guys, we have to still trust that, Lord, do you forgive me? Listen, and this is not the season. This is not the season. Listen, the enemy will beat you up, guys. He will beat us up if we allow him to. And that negative talk, that stinky thinking will beat us up, and we won't even be able to, the peace will be gone out the window because we're feeding that fear. But what happens when we feed our faith and we come to God with in repentance? Lord, please forgive me. Please help me because I really want to do what you called me to do. Part of that goes with faith. Part of that goes with trust. Trusting that God will forgive you. Trusting that God will heal you. Trusting that God does got your back. Trusting that you're not wasting your time. Trust, you know, believing that what you're doing and trying to serve God is that he's going to love you through those situations and through the things that you're going through. Because the reason why I say this, guys, because that whole thing about trust, we have to be trust that he does forgive us. And we have to trust that we can get through our struggles and the things, different things that we are experiencing in our lives. Maintaining peace is so important. Whether it's in the midst of a storm, whether it's whatever you're dealing with, maintaining your peace is so important. So trust goes along with that. You know, in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, right? Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. How you guys doing tonight? Y'all doing okay? Y'all doing okay? I hope you guys are doing okay. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will what? Direct your paths. You know, he will direct paths. You know, trust. And listen, when you get to that point where you say, Lord, God, I don't understand why I'm doing this, but I feel like you're telling me to do this, so I'm going to trust you in this situation. And listen, guys, listen. Sometimes we have, you know, God might have you do some things. You might say, Lord, what are you talking about? You know, and when you are obedient to what God's telling you to do for your life, listen, God's going to show up, and he will direct your path. Acknowledge him. Acknowledge him. So in trusting the Lord, you have to acknowledge him, who he is. Who is the Lord? Who is the Lord in your life? Who is he for you? Who is he, period? And you got to trust him. When you get to that point where you're saying, I'm going to trust you, Lord, he will give you peace that surpasses all understanding. So you might be going through, but you can say, look, Satan, get thee behind me. You have no power over me. You have no power in my life. Take back the power. This house belongs to the Lord. This mind belongs to the Lord. This soul belongs to the Lord. Get thee behind me. Maintain your peace, and God will give you peace that surpasses all understanding. How many of you guys have gone through that? How many of you guys have experienced that? We've been going through something, and you just said, you know what, Lord, I need you. And you start speaking the word of God. You start speaking affirmations over your life. And you start speaking the word. You start rebuking the devil. Listen, God will give you peace that surpasses all understanding. He will give you that peace. So trust in him. Continue to trust in him. You know, I just opened my Bible, guys, and I literally opened it up to Jeremiah 29:11. You guys know I love Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then it says, then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Have you ever lost something that was very, very important to you? Before you can get in the car, before you can go anywhere, I've got to find this thing, whatever that thing is. I've got to find it. You're seeking. You're looking everywhere. Where's the last time you think about replay things? Where's the last time? Just imagine if you got to the point where you said your relationship with God and say, like, when's the last time I really was quiet and really spent some time with God? Let me seek the Lord. He said, you will seek me, and he says, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. So just like you seek, like sometimes, guys, we seek relationships, we seek people, we seek our friends. Where I called you over here, I called you over there, I text messaged you, I FaceTimed you, I Instagrammed you, I did all these different things trying to seek you, catch up with you. What would happen if we get to that point where we're seeking God like that? Because it says, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. So I'm going to say today, if you will seek God in this season, you're going to experience God like you've never experienced him before, and you will find him because he's right there. God is right there. God is right there. So when you seek me and find me, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Just like you seek relationships, just like you seek friendships, just like you seek things you might have misplaced in your house and you're going crazy, seek God with that same kind of passion, even more passion, with all your heart. And he will meet you where you are right now. Tonight, those are coming through. What's going on, Oscar? Those are coming through. Tonight's message is maintaining your peace in the midst of a storm, maintaining your peace. First point, keep your focus on God. Second point, call on the Lord. Third point, trust in the Lord. You know, and I'm going to tell you this, guys, God will comfort you. He will comfort you. God will comfort you. However, how many of you guys have felt the Holy Spirit, felt God's presence come into your space and touch your heart, touch your mind, touch your soul, touch your spirit when you're so weak and the enemy is trying to mess with the peace, mess with your peace? Listen, guard your heart. Guard your heart, for out of it are the issues of life. Guard your peace. Guard your peace. I said sometimes, guys, you have to become relentless with guarding your peace and not allowing people who are negative in negative situations and negative people to speak words into your life, speak negativity in your life. You have to cut that stuff off. Maintain your peace, period, each and every day. But maintain your peace in the midst of the storm. And you might be dealing with a whole bunch, but you got your head up high because you're trusting in the Lord. Now, I want to tell you tonight, you've got to encourage yourself, too. Encourage yourself. So not just only keep your focus on God, call on the Lord, trust in the Lord, encourage yourself. You've got to get to a point where you say, you know what? You know, if no one's going to celebrate me, no one's going to encourage me, I'm going to encourage myself. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done for me. Thank you for allowing me to see another day. Thank you for blessing me in spite of my sin, in spite of my struggles, in spite of my failures, in spite of my disobedience. Thank you. And you get to a point where you begin to encourage yourself. So then that heaviness begins to uplift, because guess what? You know, he inhabits the praises of his people, right? God inhabits the praises of his people. As you praise him, you're blessing him, praising him. Listen, God will give you peace that surpasses all understanding. Sometimes, guys, you can't get on the phone with your pastor. Sometimes you can't get on the phone with your assistant pastor. Sometimes you cannot get on the phone with the minister of praise and worship or the minister of music. Sometimes you cannot get on the phone with your circle leader. Sometimes you cannot get on the phone with your brother or sister who can pray you out of everything. And sometimes you are by yourself. But guess what? You can still maintain that peace by yourself, even in the midst of a storm. Encourage yourself. Encourage yourself with songs, spiritual songs. Encourage yourself. Oh, yeah, Tamisha's online. What's up, Tamisha? Jesus is available 24/7. All right, Tamisha. That sounds like a T-shirt. Jesus is available 24/7. I know that's probably on your t-shirt line right there, Tamisha. Jesus is available 24/7. What's going on, Brian? I see Brian's on. But listeners, guys, maintaining your peace in the midst of a storm. Yes, Tamisha, Jesus is available 24/7. You know that, Tamisha. Jesus is available 24/7. I know. Go ahead and do it. I'm not even trying to take it because that's your idea. You said it. Jesus is available 24/7. That's right. You know, encourage yourself. Listen, guys, sometimes you have to say, Oscar. All right, Oscar. Encourage yourself with songs and spiritual songs. Sometimes, guys, even if you can't sing, it says make a joyful noise. It might be a noise, but it might be joyful. Still do it. Still sing. Make that joyful noise unto the Lord. You know, God will give you peace through the storm. That's right, Brian. That's what we're talking about. Maintain your peace in the midst of the storm. Because guess what? God will give you that peace. You can help with that. Okay, Tamisha. All right, Tamisha. Encourage yourself. Sometimes, guys, you can't get people on the phone. You know, and sometimes, guess what? People that you might need them to get to encourage you, guess what? They might need some encouragement. You know, they might need you. So instead of you trying to pull on them, because sometimes people try to pull on you. It's like at some point you gotta do this thing. Sometimes you have to. You're not going to be able to get in touch with everyone. You know? Amen, Kathy. Sometimes it's on you. And I had a friend, and she'll call me whenever she's going through, guys. And I was going through the worst time of my life. She might have been going through some terrible things, but she's like, can you pray for me? I'm like, girl, can you pray? I need you to pray for me. Brian said 365 days. Yeah. And sometimes, you know, why didn't you call? Why didn't you pick up the phone? I'm trying to call you because I need some prayer. Girl, you need to pray. I'm going through the worst times of my life. You know, listen, I say, I was ready to go, y'all. I'll be honest. I was like, Lord, you can go ahead and take me now. God was like, nope, I got a plan for you. I was like, Lord, you can take me now. I am tired of this, but God brought me through that. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This, like the song, Encourage Yourself in the Lord. Right. Yeah, Brian, just like a song, Encourage Yourself in the Lord. That's right, Brian. Brian's like 365 days of the year. That's right, Brian. Listen, I got to tell you, lady, listen, at one point, you're going to have to encourage yourself. She upset me. I said, because guess what? You know, I got to catch me. And don't try to reprimand me because you could not catch me. Because guess what? While you're going through what you're going through, you think this is the worst thing I'm experiencing. Guess what? The person you might be calling might be going through what they might be, what they might feel is the worst time in their life. You know, so listen, sometimes, guys, you got to make make that music in your heart to the Lord. Sometimes you got to sing those songs, those hymns, songs, spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord. Sometimes you got to press your way through that. You know, if you can't, praise God, Oscar. If you can't, pull in your favorite music and sing with that favorite artist. Sing their music and encourage yourself. Because guess what? Sometimes you're not going to get in touch with people. And sometimes, guys, it's like sometimes we're selfish, right? And I feel like sometimes we expect, like, this person should be available for me. I need prayer. Well, guess what? God's giving you a mouth. God's giving you a heart. God's giving you a mind. You can pray to the Lord for yourself. If this pandemic hasn't taught you anything, this pandemic should teach you that you can pray to God for yourself because church is not the actual building. We are the church. You know what I'm saying? We are the world. We are the future. We are the church. We are the body of Christ. You know, we are. It's not the church building. We are the church. Oh, Lord. Listen, well, encourage yourself because sometimes, guys, you know, you're not going to get in touch with people. And you've got, it's on you. It's on us. Stop acting like we're like babes. It's time for us to do what God has called us to do. And to do that thing, guess what? You can stand on his word. You can stand on his truth. You can stand to be that woman or man. It is true. You know, There are possibilities. He's your reality. You can stand on his word. It is true. You can stand. And guess what? You can pray. And God, sometimes when you know places where you can't pray, you need someone to pray for you. Sometimes that does happen. But I'm just saying, get to a point where you begin to encourage yourself in the Lord, where you begin to encourage yourself. Because sometimes you're not going to catch people. Sometimes people are going to be busy. And I say we're selfish because sometimes we just think about ourselves, and people are going through some things themselves. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 40:31. Go ahead. Brian came on. Spam dunk that, Brian, right before I was going to say that. See with me? Look, Brian didn't know that. Well, listen to this. That was Isaiah 40:31. But those who, you know, NIV version says, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength, will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. That's one of my favorite verses. That's one of your favorite verses. Tamisha says this. Hey, Trina. Some may feel like their prayers may not be heard or strong enough on its own. We have to grow in our relationship with God. That's true. But that's craziness. Listen. God hears your prayers. You can, God, Jesus made pay the price for you, for each one of us. We all have access. Now, I understand, Tamisha, that might be how some people feel, but guess what? We have to move to that point where God says, no, you can talk to me for yourself. You can talk to me for yourself. That's like parents and kids, right? When parents know what the kids need. When you come a certain age, you know, Mom, thank you. I appreciate you want to talk for me. Guess what? I can talk for myself. You know, God hears your prayers just like the pastors. Exactly, Tamisha. God hears your prayers just like the pastors. He hears your prayers. Pastors are men and women. There are some women, right? Pastors, you know, they're human beings. Pastors are human beings. You know, you have just as much access, and God can hear your prayers like he hears TJ's prayer. He can hear your prayer. Now, I will say this. When you spend that time in your relationship with God, see, there's a price. There's a price. It's not easy, but when you go through and you continue to trust in God and you begin to build your relationship with God, guess what? You have that relationship. But you have to be willing to build that relationship. And if it's important, if your relationship with God is so important, guess what? You will spend that time. And guess what? And when you do that, he will give you that peace that surpasses all understanding. Kathy says, he hears your prayers. Sometimes teachers don't always answer during a test. Woo! If this is my mic, I'm going to have to drop this mic right here. All right, Kathy. All right. Woo! He hears. I got to read this again. Kathy said, he hears your prayers. Sometimes teachers don't always answer during a test. Sometimes they're quiet. They don't leave you alone. They're quiet. Listen. I can tell you this story, but I'm not going to go into this story. Yeah, that wasn't it, Isaac? Isaac came on saying, Kathy, that was good to me. Yeah. Listen. Just like parents, right? There's some tests. My mom was like, look, I can't help you on this one. You are on your own. But guess what? I'm not going to go into that story, but guess what? I failed the test, but guess what? I tried, and I did my best. You know, so I love that, Kathy. Sometimes teachers don't always answer during the test, and I had to go through that test. But guess what? My mom was like proud of me because she's like, you know, you did your thing. You did your thing. Yes. Well, you guys are preaching up here tonight. Sometimes you have to take a walk down memory lane to remind yourself just how good God is and has been in your life. Let me tell you, sometimes you have to go through that and encouraging yourself. Sometimes you have to walk through and say, yeah, you know what? I'm not going to put my head down because God came through. Because that day I prayed for a miracle and money came. Someone sent me a check. You know, I gave the last I had to someone who really needed it. needed, and God blessed me tenfold. So you know what? Guess what? I'm going to continue to trust in him. For me, I can say that God brought me through one of the hardest times of my life, and I'm still here. It's by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Whew. Just reminded of the Durant O'Clock Code. I'm still here. It's by the grace of God. Let me tell you this. When you begin to encourage yourself and you begin to think and remind yourself what God has done in your life, you're like, you know what? I cannot sit here and act like I don't know what God has done for me. I know what he's done, what he's brought me through. And sometimes you have to remind yourself, trouble don't last always. That's right, Brian. You know, Demetri said, God brought us through time and time again. Why would he leave us now? That's so true. Hey, Deborah, why would he leave us right now? So sometimes we have to remind ourselves when we're going through our situations, when we're going through life, we have to encourage ourselves. Sometimes we have to remind ourselves, he hasn't left me. I've left him. Sometimes it's not about God leaving us. It's that we have done our own thing. But listen to this, maintaining your peace in the midst of the storm. Encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to go through memory lane. No, God's not forgotten me, because you know what? I went through X, Y, and Z, and God did it for me. You know, God blessed my cousin with this. God blessed my mother with that. God blessed my father with that. God blessed me so many times. So I know that he is with me, and I'm going to trust in him through this thing. Oscar says, trust me, we can all relate. God knows all of our hearts, and all we got to do is have faith in him always. That's right, Oscar. Thank you. Thank you. Listen, when you're going through, guys, we have to be able to say, you know what, Lord, I'm going to trust you. I know what you have done. I know what your word says, what you've done for this person. I know what you've done in my life. So if you brought me through one of the worst times of my life, guess what? You're going to bring me through this time. So I'm going to sit back, praise you, do what you call me to, and I know you're going to work this out. Jesus will work it out. You know, he will work it out. I'm going to tell you that today, wherever you are right now, God will work it out. Sit back, keep your peace, guard your peace, guard your mind. He will work it out. So he says, God is not a deadbeat dad. He will not abandon his children. He loves us unconditionally. That's true. And that's to come, this whole thing with maintaining your peace in the midst of storm. There's some things we have to also do, making sure that we're feeding ourselves with his word. Make sure we're praying. Make sure that we're doing our part. He will love us unconditionally. And just as he loves us, he will chastise us as well. He will give us a spanking. Sometimes life will spank us. The situations, the storms will spank us. When we get off of course, we'll get spanked and we say, Lord, I need you. You know, I love you, but I had to save you because you're going wild. You know, sometimes life will happen to teach us a lesson, you know. So he loves us unconditionally. There's some parts that we've got to do because sin does. Jesus Christ paid it all. He paid the price on the cross, right? And sometimes sin can keep us from doing the things God has called us to do. But maintaining your peace in the midst of storm. That's another discussion, though. That's another discussion. Maintaining your peace in the midst of the storm. You know, Psalm chapter 42, verse 1 says, as a deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Listen, you know, have you ever heard the song, as a deer panted for the water, so my soul longeth after thee, you alone on my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You know, we get to that point, we say, I'm going to trust you, Lord. I'm going to trust you. I'm going to encourage you tonight to rest in peace. Rest in peace. But before I even go forward, so he says, my cousin says, flashback on God's past blessings is needed for any new crisis to be encouraged that we may not be able. But God is always able and always there. Go ahead and preach, cousin. Go ahead and preach. I just dropped that mic. Go ahead and preach. Y'all are preaching tonight. Listen, but guys, maintain your peace. If anything, listen, guard your heart, maintain your peace. That means Who are you connected to? It goes back to that mental health thing we talked about last week, about taking care of your heart, taking care of your mind, you know, your soul, maintaining your peace in the midst of the storm. What are you focusing on? Who are you resting on? I'm going to encourage you tonight to rest in God. For God did not give us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. So don't allow the things that we're going, that you might be going through, to keep you from moving forward. Listen, God did not give you a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. Montrell says, hey, Montrell, I love the song, God is Preparing Me. It says what I'm going through now is to prepare me for where I am going, because God knows I can't handle that right now. God allows us to go through, not because he leaves us, but because he's taking us somewhere. Whew. All right, Montrell. Y'all are preaching tonight, guys. You guys are preaching. I hope you guys are sharing this on your pages, wherever you guys are. Please share this on your pages. I pray that someone else can be encouraged just as well as we're being encouraged tonight. I love that. So what we go through, what we're going through right now, is to prepare us for what's to come next. Maintain your peace in the midst of the storm. And God will give you that peace that surpasses all understanding. But when you get to that point, you say, I'm going to rest in God. Not just a one-time resting. You say, I'm going to rest in God. Whether you're resting in God on Sunday or on Saturday, rest in God each and every day. Trust in God each and every day, not just for that situation, but trust him in all things. Come through all of those. Trust him in all things. I want to tell you this, guys. You cannot do it on your own. You cannot do it on your own. We cannot do it on our own. I need you. You need me. We're all part of God's body. Listen to this, guys. You cannot do it on your own. Maintain your peace in the midst of the storm. If you could do it on your own, guys, there will be no need for God. But guess what? We need him. We need him. That's how I'm going to all like him. I'm going to trust in the Lord. I'm going to trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. Yes, yes, all the time. You know, guys, listen, maintain your peace. Trust in him daily, each and every day. You cannot do it on your own. And if you could, there would be no need for Jesus, and we all need Jesus. Now, I'm going to tell you this, guys. Yeah, every hour I need thee, oh, precious now, precious Savior, I come to thee. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. You know, and listen, guys, face your fear. I want to encourage you this. And maintain your peace in the midst of the storm, guys. Also, face your fear. Is that fear bigger than God, or is God bigger than that fear? Are you focused on that mountain, or are you focused on God? Face your fear. Then speak life to your situation. You know, and encourage yourself. Speak to your mountain. I like living this kind of life. You know when Karen Clark Shears sing that, when she sings the verse, speak to that, you know, as far as speaking to that mountain, speaking to that thing. Speak to your storm, guys. Speak to your grief. And remind yourself that God is bigger than your situation. Then sit back, praise the Lord. Thank him for who he is, and maintain your peace each and every day in the midst of the storm. And just like you protect your precious jewels, protect your peace. Protect your peace. Protect your surroundings. So don't allow things that are not of God to come into your space. Protect your peace. That means, guys, it goes back to also, who are you connected to? Who are you connected to? Who is speaking into your life? Maintain your peace in the midst of the storm. Because you want people, you want prayer warriors around you. You want people who are peacemakers in your life. That's what you want. You know, maintaining your peace in the midst of the storm. Maintain your peace in the midst of your trials. Maintain your peace each and every day. So I hope that something spoken tonight has encouraged you tonight in your walk with the Lord. Listen, we're going through, right? And guess what? You have the opportunity. We have the opportunity. And listen, we're going to be tested on this. So when those things come and those people come on you and they get on your nerves and they're ready to try to take you out of character, no. And remember this, Philippians 4:7, and the peace of God which transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Think about what you are thinking about. Maintain your peace. Guard your peace. Guard your heart. Guard everything about you. Listen, guys, and that all affects your mental state. It affects you mentally, spiritually, emotionally, physically, financially, psychologically. Maintain your peace. Maintain your peace so you can hear clearer. You can hear what God's saying to you. Keep focused on God. Call on Him. Trust in Him. Encourage yourself. Maintain your peace. Don't let anything or anyone take away that peace. And thank God for that peace. Go to sleep in that peace. Wake up in that peace. Regardless of what I'm going through, thank you for peace. Regardless of what I'm experiencing, thank you for being in control, God, because I'm going to trust you that you're going to bring me through this. I'm going to trust you because you've never left me. You've never left my side. Thank you, Lord. Greater is he who lives within you. Greater is he who lives within me. He who lives within the world. Maintain your peace in the midst of the storm. Praise God. Give him praise wherever you guys are. Thank him for being so wonderful that he loves each and every one of us. And guys, maintain your peace. Whether you're facing a storm or just dealing with life, maintain your peace. I pray that God will bless you. I pray that you are encouraged tonight. While we're leaving, before we leave, guys, you know, what's one takeaway that you are taking away with you tonight? What is one thing that is stuck in your mind that you're leaving here tonight? And as you guys are sharing, as I'm closing it down, you know, I'm still going to read and respond to your messages after this. Blessings to all. Have a good night. Guys, I want to tell you guys, make sure you come on Thursday. Have a special guest on Thursday, so make sure you come through on Thursday. And guys, I want to say thank you guys for those who have sung to my book. And I think you guys have seen it. I think you have. A Poet's Heart. I appreciate you guys on Amazon. If you want like an autographed copy, you can cash at me, $DrGWright. DrGWright, $10, $4 for shipping and handling. A Poet's Heart. So thank you guys for your support, and I really, really appreciate your prayers. And I hope that this is encouraging you guys. This is not about promoting me, guys. You know, of course, I would like my ministry for people to learn more about what I'm doing, but it's about touching lives. If anything, guys, this is about touching lives. Thank you, Tamisha. This is about Dr. G, Money Sign, Dr. G, right? This is about touching lives. This is about touching lives. Thank you, Tamisha. You know, guys, listen. This is real. People are moving on to glory. And, guys, I just want us to be ready. God wants us to be ready. And guess what? We can have victory today. You can have victory today. Thank you so much, Kazan. I love you guys. I love you so much. We can have victory today, guys. Victory today. Not tomorrow, today. Maintain your peace. Maintain your peace. Keep focused on him. Call on him. Trust in him. Encourage yourself. Maintain your peace. I want to say God bless you. God bless you. Maintain the peace in every area of your life. God bless you guys. Thank you so much. Please come back on this coming Thursday from 9 to 10, and then next Tuesday, 9 to 10 for the word. God bless you guys. Praise the Lord. And again, whatever it is that you've left here tonight with, please share with us. What are you taking away with you? What's going on? I got my cousin, Pastor Michael Stipp. What's going on, cuz? Love you guys. Love you. Thank you guys for praying for my mother, keeping her in your prayers, and praying for my family during this time. You know, and God bless you, and I'm praying that God will bless you regardless of whatever it is that you are going through. God bless you. Hey, Isaac, if I didn't say anything to you. And thank you, Tamisha, for helping me out. Montrell, I'm glad you came through. And those, hey, cuz. And I would say, God bless you guys. Be encouraged tonight. Maintain your peace each and every day. Maintain your peace in the midst of the storm. God bless you. Please share this on your pages. And I want to say, I appreciate all those who come through all the time. Trina and some of the other ones who came through earlier. Kathy, much love to you guys. Be encouraged and have a great night. Love you. Get some good rest. Love you, Mom. Talk to you later. God bless you guys. Have a good night.
Hey, guys. What's going on? This is Reverend Dr. G. Wright coming to you live from D.C.